Welcome to Gamers World. What's up, gamers and gamettes? This is T, and this is Gamers World. Welcome back for yet another episode. We have a lot to talk about today. Of course, all three of the next generation consoles are out, so we're going to focus on news surrounding that, which there is a lot of. Also, the Xbox 360 has been out for one full year, so we're going to kind of look back at the Xbox year one, what they did right, what they did wrong, and kind of what's in store for the future of the 360. So, without further ado, let's get going. Welcome again to Gamers World. Okay, the first bit of news I wanted to talk about is big news because it affected me. For some of you out there, you know that on Thanksgiving Day, Amazon.com sold 1,000 Xbox 360 Core systems for only $100. Now, I will admit I was one of the many people that was waiting in line hoping to grab one of these. But, of course, as it happened, too many people got on Amazon.com. It got overloaded and most people weren't even able to get to the screen. I myself didn't get it fully loaded until I think it was about 10 minutes after it finally turned that time. So a little disappointing. Great deal by Amazon.com. Definitely something that got it a lot of attention. Unfortunately, it looked like it gave it just a little bit too much attention. If you didn't know about it, now you know. It doesn't really matter because they're not going to sell any more. But to all those out there who won, congratulations and I hate you. Okay, moving on. Another big piece of news is that an analyst from Bloomberg actually stated, originally we believed that the PS3 was going to get about 400,000 units as far as in its opening day. Well, it looks like, according to them, Sony may have actually only gotten about 50% of that, about 200,000. And originally they were saying that they should have close to a million by the time Christmas, or by the time the year ends, and it doesn't look like they're going to even come close to that. So, it looks like there is going to be quite a big shortage when it comes to PS3s. Of course, most of us already know it's not anything different. We face the same thing with the 360. But, of course, that's something that's definitely going to hurt the PS3, help the 360, and definitely help the Nintendo Wii since it seems to still be okay as far as meeting the demands that it needs. Also, a bit of news looks like GameStop has been resupplied with Nintendo Wiis and supposedly also with the PS3. So more news on that when it comes. And another big piece of news as well is Gears of War for the 360 was finally released. Now, without a doubt, this is one of the best looking games I have ever seen. I also have to admit that unfortunately I haven't been able to get my hands on one to play it as of yet. But just of note, it looks like it has already sold over a million copies, making it one of the fastest selling 360 games to date. And also, I believe that's probably the game that's going to usher in the next generation, because as you can tell as far as graphics wise, it is a great looking game. Now, of course, I've also heard, I haven't experienced, but I've heard that the story isn't as great as you would like. I guess it ends on a cliffhanger and it raises more questions than answers. Of course, this would make it seem like there is going to be a sequel, which, despite the fact that it sold a million copies, it's kind of inevitable anyway. But I guess it was slipped recently that they were already planning anyways to have it be a Gears of War trilogy. So, that's something that we should all be looking forward to soon, if you like the game. Now, a lot of my Halo 3 and Unreal Championship friends haven't really been enjoying the multiplayer aspect of the game that much, and their main gripe about it is the fact that unlike in Halo 2, where you can run around and just shoot like crazy, you can't necessarily do that here in Gears of War. It's one of those where you have to use a bit of cover and, to an extent, actually think about what you're doing. So it almost seems like on one hand you have the Halo 2, which is just go out, shoot, and you can absorb lots of damage. And then on the other hand, you have Rainbow Six, which is one of those games where it's very tactical, and you have to be very careful. Looks like it kind of meets right there in the middle, which I like, and I definitely want to check out. So it'll be interesting to see if everybody really likes it. I do know that it became the most played Xbox Live game within, I believe, a handful of hours after it was released. So Gears of War so far has been a success, and it's definitely something that is going to show that the Xbox 360 is a force to be reckoned with in this next generation. Okay, let's see if we have any other news today. It doesn't look like it, of course. Oh, I lied to you. It looks like here in the United Kingdom, over $1 million worth of Xbox 360s were stolen. Looks like two truckloads of the consoles were hijacked, and the thieves so far have gotten away with it. So, to thieves, smart thinking, and, you know, if you'd like to send me a couple of those, feel free. I wouldn't mind. And hopefully to Microsoft, they'll be able to track them down, hopefully after they go ahead and send me that free system. And all of us who actually have to pay for the Xbox 360 will have some justice. All right, moving on, let's get talking about the Xbox 360 Year One, its faults, its successes, and what's in store for it. Alright, as you all know, about this time last year, we were all searching for an Xbox 360, yet to no avail, kind of like what's happening with the PS3. But what I like to do right now is kind of look at everything that has happened in the Xbox 360's first year. Now, to start off, like I said, it came out and there weren't very many copies, causing a lot of heartache as most people who had pre-orders still were not able to get their system. Now, even when it did come out, the Xbox 360 didn't exactly have the best releases as far as the initial games. The best-selling one, of course, was the direct PC port Call of Duty 2, which was a little touched up from its PC version, but not a whole lot. It was probably one of the best-looking games there, and one of the more fun games. Also, Microsoft had its first two first-party games with Cameo, Elements of Power, which I did try out. It was kind of cool at first, but didn't last very long, so in a sense, kind of a disappointment. Also, Perfect Dark Zero, which was an incredible disappointment. Now, Microsoft bought Rare in order, the game developer Rare, in order to get some really unique games, and as of yet, it really hasn't paid off for them. Of course, Project Gotham 3 came out. It was a decent game. I'm not a big racing fan, but it kind of filled that niche for some people. But as far as that goes, I mean, of course, there was the somewhat disappointing Madden games and a couple of other smaller ones. But not that great of a opening onslaught of games, of course. Then, as far as the early winter of 2006, there was nothing. Of course, probably the best game was from Xbox Live, Geometry Wars. For those of you that check that out, you know it's actually a pretty good addictive game. But as far as major releases, there really was none, and it was a very slow year. Of course, in the springtime, they got some relatively decent games. The Elder Scrolls, Oblivion was one of the biggest ones, sold a lot of copies. It's been really popular and kind of helped it out. Burnout Revenge came out, which was also a big one. Ghost Recon came out, and also Hitman Blood Money came out to kind of help get the 360 going back in gear. Then, of course, Microsoft had its E3 showing, which it did a great job of, and shortly after that, it got a bunch of other decent games. Xbox Live started blowing up as far as Street Fighter and a bunch of other ones. Dead Rising ruled the summertime and did a great job. And then, of course, in the fall, Saints Row came out, and even though it was a pretty big copy of Grand Theft Auto, it sold a bunch of copies. After that, it started to really open up as far as games. Call of Duty 3s came out, Dead or Alive Extreme 2, Viva Pinata, which seems to be one of Rare's best games so far on the 360. Looks kind of kiddy, but I've been told I need to check it out, so Who am I to refuse that? I will. Also, of course, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent came out, Rainbow Six Vegas, Fear, and, of course, as we talked about earlier, Gears of War. So as far as software-wise, came out very disappointed, had a handful of games, nothing really that exciting. Then, of course, the very slow winter time picked up in spring, and so far this fall has had a really decent showing, which you would hope as far as the end of the year. They're now one full year for those game developers to get everything going. So as far as software goes, very disappointing at the beginning, and it's finally starting to take shape as of now. Let's see here. And as far as with the actual hardware, I think we're already starting to see that the Xbox 360 probably in order to cut cost released a relatively small hard drive, and I think we're already starting to see that that hard drive is a bit too small already, especially with Xbox Live Marketplace, all the different downloads you can get. Quickly starting to fill up. Now, of course, if you purchase a game off Xbox Live and later delete it, you can always download it again for free. I have not done this, but that's what has been said from Xbox Live. So as far as the hard drive goes, it looks like there may be some people that are going to have to try to see if they can go ahead and get more memory on that, which isn't really a good thing. So as far as hardware goes, that seems to be a problem. Now, also on the feature front, of course, Xbox Live is the one thing that sets Microsoft away far ahead from all the other generation consoles. This is something that even the original Xbox Live, something that the PS3 and Nintendo Wii are going to have a hard time even living up to, and the fact that Xbox has kind of evolved quite a bit even past that. Now, also with that, there are quite a bit of problems. The problems I'm talking about as far as the additional content and the cost to go ahead and purchase those. Now, at the beginning of the year, Oblivion, Elder Scrolls Oblivion, started releasing extra features for their game. And the first one they released was horse armor. And it cost over $2, and all it added was armor to the horses. And that's it. Now, of course, a lot of people who shelled out a lot of money, well, $2 is a lot of money whenever all you get in return is something that looks pretty, especially since in the game you can't actually fight on horses. So that initial backlash, of course, made the individuals who made Elder Scrolls kind of change, and they started releasing more and more features, a lot bigger than that, for less money. Now, also, EA Sports has recently gotten into the mix. And certain things that you used to be able to get free, such as different jerseys and etc. by, you know, playing the game very well, now you buy them. Not only that, things such as with Tiger Woods Golf. Before, you'd spend a ton of hours making your golfer as good as you can. Now you can get on Xbox Live and buy the best golfer there is, all the stats, and make it great. Now, I guess for those lazy people, that's a good deal, and, you know, I think that's a horrible part on EA, but it's also smart, because I do know a lot of people who get tired of doing that. Kind of defeats the purpose to me, but that's me. Anyways, so as far as that goes, it's still kind of up in the air as far as how Xbox Live is going to go. Geometry Wars was a great game that came out there. Since then, of course, there's been Street Fighter, which has had some mixed reviews, and a load of other games that aren't really that great. Now, what Microsoft is going to have to do is make sure it doesn't release just a ton of games, but kind of make sure the games that they do release are quality games. That's really going to see whether or not that the Xbox Live is going to be as great as it could be. Now, overall, like I said, hardware, software started out rough. Software's gotten good. Hardware kind of up in the air, and it looks like it may get hurt in the end, especially now with the new generations coming out. They're going to be able to fit more information on the Blu-ray disc. So I do know, I believe it's one of the newer games, Japanese titles for Xbox 360. It's coming out on, I believe, 2 or 3 DVDs, and that may be kind of the future of Xbox 360 as far as that goes. So what do we have to look forward to in 2007? Well, with the 360, quite a lot, I have to admit. Now, as far as software-wise, Xbox has one of the best lineups that I've seen in a long time. Now, of course, it's always possible that some, if not the majority, of these games will be pushed into 2008. But in honesty, if at least half of them come out, then it's looking very good for Xbox, especially when it comes to competing with the PS3 once it's gotten its 1 year in and the games are starting to actually take advantage of the PS3's power. So some of the games that will be coming out for 07 is Mass Effect, another great, great game by BioWare. They've always done a great job as far as role-playing games. This is another one where you get to explore space. Has a very interesting dialogue system that you'd have to check out. I wouldn't be able to explain to you. Of course, Fable 3 is another one that looks like it's going to be coming out on 07. That's one I could definitely see being pushed to 08. The original Fable, I thought, was quite a bit of a disappointment, but it sold good and quite a lot of people liked it. So, another one that looks like may come out late of 07 is Alan Wake. Now, this is a very strange game from the makers of Max Payne. And you know, they can make some pretty decent games. Another one that you definitely need to go online and check out, because it's kind of hard to explain, but it's one of those open-ended, somewhat scary survival games. BioShock, from the individuals who made System Shock for the PC. Very good PC games. And from the screens I've looked at and some of the interviews I've read, looks like that's going to be another big, big game. I do know it blew a lot of people away at some of the recent game shows. Also, The Darkness, coming from the individuals that made Chronicles of Riddick. Even though that was a horrible movie, it was a very, very good game. So I'm very interested to see if they can go ahead and build off that success and have another great game. Now, one that a video game called Too Human. It utilizes the new Unreal Engine, but from everything I've seen, it doesn't look that great. Of course, there's still a lot of hype around it, and maybe it will be great. Who knows? Blue Dragon, which is actually that Japanese role-playing game I told you about earlier, that's going to be using 2 to 3 DVDs. Now, this is one of those games that they're trying to use to bring in the Japan market. It looks a little kiddie to me, kind of Dragon Ball Z animation, if you will, but it's definitely something I'll check out, especially if it gets some good reviews. Of course, Assassin's Creed, originally thought to be a PS3 exclusive, beautiful game, and a very exciting game as well, should be coming out. Guitar Hero 2 will be coming out, and of course, I'm ashamed, I guess, to admit that that's something I initially saw, snickered, and thought it was stupid, and lately I've been playing it like crazy, but moving on. GTA 4, which will be released at the same time of the PS3, and quite possibly Resident Evil 5 also will make its Xbox 360 debut in 07. And of course, I would be remiss if I did not mention Halo 3. Now, this is a game that I honestly believe probably will be done around May or kind of the end of the third quarter. But of course, it's not going to be released until Christmas. Microsoft is going to need that extra push to help it sell more systems than the PS3. So like I said, a heck of a software lineup as far as 2007 goes. Of course, PS3 is also going to have its share of heavy hitters. But as you can tell, the PS3's initial onslaught is as weak as the Xbox 360 was. Year one, they should have some good ones. But it looks like Microsoft may, by year two, have quite a bit of a jump, especially since there aren't going to be as many exclusives. So there you go, that's the Xbox 360 year one. It'll be interesting to see what we talk about once we hit year one with the Nintendo Wii and the PS3, and also get to talk about year two of the 360. Something else I'd like to focus on every single podcast is kind of what games are selling great and on what systems. I would also like to try to find a way to let you know what platforms are selling the best, so I'll look into that and see if I can do so. Now on the computer, of course, The Sims 2 Pets is the number one game of the month so far as sales go. course, there's always a Sims game somewhere in the top 10. Right after that is World of Warcraft, which has been on there for over 2 straight years. So Blizzard is eating up those game sales. And following that is Battlefield 2142. Also on the PlayStation 3, Scarface, The World is Yours at number 1, Madden NFL 07 at number 2, and Mortal Kombat Armageddon at number 3. Xbox is essentially the same, only a little bit of a change. Number 1, Scarface, 2, Mortal Kombat, and 3, of course, Madden NFL 07. On the 360, looks like we have Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, Tiger Woods 07, and Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which I've heard is a great game, and I'm going to try to probably rent that today, just so you know. Alright, now overall, as far as all the systems combined, number 1 is Scarface from the PS2, followed closely behind Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, Double Agent at number 2 for the 360, and then Madden NFL 07 for the PS2. Now in the top 10, there's only one 360 game. There is one Game Boy Advance, one Game Boy DS, and the rest are PS2, just showing that the PS2 has done a great job as far as selling systems and selling games. And now, of course, for the one thing that you've all been madly and impatiently waiting for, it's what games am I currently playing? Now, try to settle down and I'll let you know. Of course, just recently Medieval 2 Total War has came out, and that has taken up countless days of my time so far. Now, this is a huge game. If you guys haven't checked them out, definitely at least hit up their old, the last version, which is Rome Total War. This one is 10 times better, I believe. But I've had it since, I believe, last Wednesday. I've been playing it pretty much nonstop, and I'm still actually on my original game. So like I said, this game is massive, and the battles are massive. Definitely something to check out. You check out actually TotalWar.com if you want to get some more information on it. Or, of course, you can check out FilmForce.net to get some more information, some reviews. Or, of course, GameSpot.com to check it out. And, of course, I'm still playing Game Biz 2. That's a game I told you all about in my very first podcast. Recently, they had a patch come out. So, with the patch, fixed a lot of the problems in regards to the consoles and everything. So, definitely check that out as well. I can't recommend it enough. Very excited to see what the individual who made that game comes out with next. I'm definitely looking forward to Game Biz 3, and hopefully it'll evolve as much as the second one evolved from that first one. But in all honesty, guys, that's pretty much it. As you can tell, I'm focusing a little bit more on the news aspect of it. A lot of news out there, especially now with all the different consoles coming out. So we're going to be focusing on that a bit. Still going to give you my opinion on all sorts of things, because this podcast wouldn't be the podcast it is without that. And of course, like I always say, please hit me up at gamers.w@hotmail.com. And once again, gamers.w@hotmail.com. Or of course, you can hit me up here at my link off of Podmatic. until next time, I do appreciate it all, and game on.